The Five Love Languages of Children by Gary Chapman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Five Love Languages of Children by Gary Chapman is a book that helps parents understand how to effectively communicate love to their children. The book explains the five love languages that children use to express and receive love: physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. Chapman explains that each child has a primary love language, and that understanding this language is essential for parents to effectively communicate love to their children. He also explains that children need to feel loved in all five languages, and that parents should strive to use all five languages to show their children love. Chapman explains that physical touch is the most basic love language, and that it is essential for children to feel secure and loved. He explains that physical touch can be anything from a hug to a pat on the back, and that it is important for parents to be aware of their children's comfort level with physical touch. He also explains that words of affirmation are important for children to feel loved, and that parents should use words of encouragement and praise to show their children that they are valued. Chapman also explains that quality time is an important love language for children, and that it is essential for parents to spend time with their children and give them their undivided attention. He explains that gifts are another way to show children love, and that it is important for parents to give meaningful gifts that show their children that they are valued. Finally, Chapman explains that acts of service are a way to show children love, and that parents should strive to do things for their children that show them that they are loved and appreciated. Overall, The Five Love Languages of Children by Gary Chapman is an essential book for parents who want to effectively communicate love to their children. The book explains the five love languages that children use to express and receive love, and provides practical advice on how to use each language to show children that they are loved and valued. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Quality time. Spending quality time with your child is essential for building a strong bond and showing them love. This includes setting aside time to be with them, engaging in activities together, and giving them your undivided attention. Quality time is an important part of any parent-child relationship. It is a way to show your child that you care and that you are there for them. Quality time involves setting aside time to be with your child, engaging in activities together, and giving them your undivided attention. This could include playing a game, going for a walk, or simply talking and listening to them. Quality time is a great way to build a strong bond with your child and to show them that you love them. It is important to remember that quality time does not have to be a long, drawn-out activity. Even a few minutes of your undivided attention can make a big difference. Quality time is also about being present and engaged in the moment. Put away your phone and other distractions and focus on your child. This will help them feel valued and loved. Quality time is an important part of any parent-child relationship. It is a great way to show your child that you care and that you are there for them. Make sure to set aside time to be with your child and give them your undivided attention. This will help build a strong bond and show them that you love them. Main idea number two. Words of affirmation. Positive words of affirmation can help children feel valued and appreciated. This includes verbal compliments, expressing gratitude, and encouraging words. Words of affirmation are a powerful way to show children that they are valued and appreciated. When parents use positive words to express their love and appreciation, it can have a lasting impact on a child's self-esteem and sense of worth. Verbal compliments, expressing gratitude, and encouraging words can all be used to show children that they are loved and respected. For example, a parent might say, "I'm so proud of you for working so hard on that project," or "I appreciate all the effort you put into cleaning your room." These words of affirmation can help children feel valued and appreciated, and can help them develop a strong sense of self-worth. In addition to verbal compliments, parents can also use nonverbal forms of affirmation to show their love and appreciation. A hug, a smile, or a pat on the back can all be powerful ways to show children that they are loved and appreciated. These nonverbal forms of affirmation can be especially helpful for children who may not respond well to verbal compliments. By using both verbal and nonverbal forms of affirmation, parents can help children feel valued and appreciated. Main idea number 3. Physical touch. Physical touch is an important way to show children love and affection. This includes hugs, kisses, and other forms of physical contact. Physical touch is an important way to show children love and affection. It is a powerful way to communicate love and acceptance, and it can help children feel secure and connected to their parents. Hugs, kisses, and other forms of physical contact can help children feel safe and loved. It can also help them to develop a sense of trust and security in their relationships with their parents. Physical touch can also be used to show approval and encouragement, and to help children learn how to express their emotions in a healthy way. Physical touch can also be used to help children learn how to regulate their emotions. For example, a hug or a gentle touch can help a child calm down when they are feeling overwhelmed or upset. It can also be used to help children learn how to express their feelings in a healthy way. By providing physical touch, parents can help children learn how to express their emotions in a positive way. Physical touch is an important way to show children love and affection. It can help children feel secure and connected to their parents, and it can also help them learn how to regulate their emotions and express their feelings in a healthy way. By providing physical touch, parents can help their children feel loved and accepted, and help them to develop a strong sense of trust and security in their relationships. Main idea number 4. Gifts. Giving gifts to children can be a meaningful way to show them love. This includes tangible items, as well as experiences and activities. Gifts are a great way to show children that you care about them. Not only can you give them tangible items, such as toys, books, and clothes, but you can also give them experiences and activities that will create lasting memories. For example, you could take them to a special event, such as a concert or a play, or you could plan a day trip to a nearby museum or park. You could also give them a subscription to a magazine or a membership to a local club. These types of gifts will not only show your love, but they will also help to foster a sense of exploration and adventure in your child. Gifts can also be used to teach children important values. For example, you could give them a book about a person who overcame adversity or a toy that encourages creativity. These types of gifts will help to instill important lessons in your child that will stay with them for years to come. Giving gifts to children is a great way to show them that you care. Not only will they appreciate the tangible items, but they will also benefit from the experiences and activities that you provide. By giving gifts that are meaningful and that teach important values, you can help to create lasting memories and foster a sense of exploration and adventure in your child. Main idea number 5. Acts of service. Doing acts of service for children can be a powerful way to show them love. This includes helping with chores, running errands, and providing assistance. Acts of service are a great way to show children love and appreciation. It can be as simple as helping with chores, running errands, or providing assistance with a project. Doing these acts of service can help children feel valued and appreciated, and can also help them learn important life skills. It can also be a great way to bond with children and show them that you care about them. When doing acts of service for children, it is important to remember that it should be done out of love and not out of obligation. It is also important to make sure that the tasks are age-appropriate and that the child is able to understand why you are doing them. Doing acts of service can be a great way to show children that you care about them and that you are willing to go the extra mile to help them out. Main idea number 6. Quality conversation. Engaging in meaningful conversations with children can help them feel connected and understood. This includes asking questions, listening actively, and discussing topics of interest. Quality conversation is an important part of building a strong relationship with children. It involves engaging in meaningful conversations with them, asking questions, listening actively, and discussing topics of interest. This helps children feel connected and understood, and can help them develop their communication skills. Quality conversation also helps children learn to express their thoughts and feelings in a healthy way. It can also help them learn to listen to others and understand different perspectives. Quality conversation is an important part of building a strong relationship with children and can help them develop into confident and well-rounded individuals. When engaging in quality conversation with children, it is important to be patient and understanding. Ask open-ended questions that allow them to express their thoughts and feelings. Listen actively and be sure to give them your full attention. Show interest in what they have to say and be sure to validate their feelings. Quality conversation is a great way to build trust and understanding between you and your child. Main idea number 7. Respect. Showing respect to children is essential for building a strong relationship. This includes treating them with kindness, being patient, and avoiding criticism. Showing respect to children is an important part of building a strong relationship. Respect involves treating children with kindness, being patient, and avoiding criticism. It is important to remember that children are still learning and growing, and that they need to be given the opportunity to make mistakes and learn from them. Respect also means listening to children and taking their feelings and opinions into account. It is important to remember that children are individuals with their own thoughts and feelings, and that they should be treated with respect and dignity. Respect also means setting boundaries and expectations for children. It is important to be consistent and clear about what is expected of them, and to provide consequences when those expectations are not met. This helps children to understand the importance of following rules and behaving in a responsible manner. Respect also means providing children with the opportunity to make their own decisions and choices, and to learn from the consequences of those decisions. Showing respect to children is essential for building a strong relationship. It helps to create an environment of trust and understanding, and allows children to feel safe and secure. Respect also helps to foster a sense of self-worth and confidence in children, which can help them to become successful and independent adults. Main idea number 8. Consistency. Being consistent with children is important for providing structure and security. This includes setting clear expectations, following through on promises, and maintaining routines. Consistency is essential for providing children with structure and security. When parents are consistent with their expectations, promises, and routines, children feel safe and secure. Setting clear expectations is the first step in being consistent with children. This means that parents should be clear about what is expected of their children and what the consequences will be if expectations are not met. Following through on promises is also important. If parents make a promise to their children, they should follow through on it. Finally, maintaining routines is important for providing consistency. Having a regular bedtime, mealtime, and other routines helps children feel secure and provides them with a sense of predictability. Consistency is not only important for providing structure and security, but it also helps children learn how to make good decisions. When children know what is expected of them and what the consequences will be if they do not meet those expectations, they are more likely to make good decisions. Consistency also helps children learn how to take responsibility for their actions. When parents are consistent with their expectations and follow through on promises, children learn that their actions have consequences and that they are responsible for their own behavior. Consistency is an important part of parenting and is essential for providing children with structure and security. By setting clear expectations, following through on promises, and maintaining routines, parents can help their children feel safe and secure and learn how to make good decisions and take responsibility for their actions. Main idea number 9. Boundaries. Establishing boundaries with children is essential for teaching them responsibility and self-control. This includes setting limits, enforcing consequences, and providing guidance. Boundaries are an important part of parenting. They help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and to understand the consequences of their choices. Establishing boundaries with children is essential for teaching them responsibility and self-control. This includes setting limits, enforcing consequences, and providing guidance. Setting limits helps children understand what is expected of them and what behaviors are acceptable. It also helps them learn to make good decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Enforcing consequences is also important, as it helps children understand that there are consequences for their actions. Finally, providing guidance helps children learn how to make good decisions and how to handle difficult situations. Boundaries are an important part of parenting and can help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and to understand the consequences of their choices. Establishing boundaries with children is essential for teaching them responsibility and self-control. By setting limits, enforcing consequences, and providing guidance, parents can help their children learn to make good decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Main idea number 10. Quality time with each child. Spending quality time with each child individually is important for meeting their individual needs. This includes setting aside time for one-on-one activities, engaging in conversations, and providing individual attention. Quality time with each child is essential for building strong relationships and meeting their individual needs. Quality time involves setting aside time for one-on-one activities, engaging in conversations, and providing individual attention. This can be done through activities such as playing a game together, going for a walk, or simply talking about their day. Quality time also involves listening to your child and responding to their needs. It is important to be present and attentive during this time, and to show your child that you value their thoughts and feelings. Quality time is an opportunity to show your child that they are important and that you care about them. Quality time is also an opportunity to teach your child important life skills. This can include teaching them how to solve problems, how to express their feelings, and how to make good decisions. Quality time can also be used to help your child develop their interests and talents. By spending quality time with each child, you can help them to feel valued and secure in your relationship. Quality time with each child is an important part of parenting. It is an opportunity to show your child that they are important and that you care about them. Quality time can also be used to help your child develop their interests and talents, and to teach them important life skills. By spending quality time with each child, you can help them to feel valued and secure in your relationship. Main idea number 11. Quality time with the family. Spending quality time with the family as a whole is important for creating a sense of unity and connection. This includes engaging in activities together, having family meals, and taking family trips. Quality time with the family is an essential part of creating a strong bond between family members. Quality time can be spent in a variety of ways, such as engaging in activities together, having family meals, and taking family trips. When families spend quality time together, it helps to create a sense of unity and connection. It also helps to strengthen the relationships between family members, as they are able to share experiences and create memories together. Engaging in activities together is a great way to spend quality time with the family. This could include playing board games, going for a walk, or even just sitting around and talking. Having family meals is also a great way to spend quality time together. This allows family members to catch up on each other's lives and share stories. Taking family trips is another great way to spend quality time together. This could include going on a camping trip, visiting a theme park, or even just taking a day trip to a nearby town. Spending quality time with the family is an important part of creating a strong bond between family members. It helps to create a sense of unity and connection, as well as strengthening the relationships between family members. Engaging in activities together, having family meals, and taking family trips are all great ways to spend quality time with the family. Main idea number 12. Modeling. Modeling appropriate behavior is an important way to teach children how to act. This includes demonstrating respect, displaying kindness, and showing empathy. Modeling appropriate behavior is an important way to teach children how to act. This includes demonstrating respect, displaying kindness, and showing empathy. Respect can be modeled by treating others with courtesy and politeness, and by speaking to them in a respectful tone. Kindness can be modeled by helping others, being generous, and showing compassion. Empathy can be modeled by listening to others, understanding their feelings, and responding with understanding and compassion. When children observe adults modeling these behaviors, they learn how to act in similar situations. This helps them to develop the skills they need to interact with others in a positive way. It also helps them to understand the importance of treating others with respect, kindness, and empathy. Modeling appropriate behavior is an effective way to teach children how to act in a socially acceptable manner. Main idea number 13. Praise. Praising children for their efforts is an effective way to motivate them and build their self-esteem. This includes recognizing their accomplishments, celebrating their successes, and expressing pride. Praising children for their efforts is an important part of parenting. It helps to build their self-esteem and encourages them to keep striving for success. When children feel appreciated and valued, they are more likely to take risks and try new things. Praise can come in many forms, such as verbal compliments, hugs, high fives, or even a simple smile. It is important to be specific when praising children, so they know exactly what they did right. For example, instead of saying, "Good job," try saying, "I'm so proud of you for finishing your homework on time." This will help them to understand that their hard work is being noticed and appreciated. In addition to verbal praise, it is also important to recognize children's accomplishments in other ways. Celebrating successes with a special treat or outing can be a great way to show them that their efforts are appreciated. It is also important to express pride in their accomplishments, even if they are small. This will help them to understand that their efforts are worthwhile and that they are capable of achieving great things. Praising children for their efforts is an effective way to motivate them and build their self-esteem. It is important to be specific and recognize their accomplishments in both verbal and nonverbal ways. By expressing pride in their successes, children will feel valued and appreciated, and will be more likely to take risks and try new things. Main idea number 14. Listening. Listening to children is essential for understanding their feelings and perspectives. This includes paying attention, asking questions, and validating their emotions. Listening to children is an important part of understanding their feelings and perspectives. It is essential to pay attention to what they are saying, ask questions to gain further insight, and validate their emotions. In his book, The Five Love Languages of Children, Gary Chapman explains that listening is a key component of connecting with children. He states that listening is the foundation of all communication. It is the key to understanding the thoughts and feelings of children. He goes on to explain that when we listen to children, we are showing them that we care about them and that we are interested in what they have to say. Listening is also a way to build trust and create a safe space for children to express themselves. By listening to children, we can gain a better understanding of their needs and feelings, and be better equipped to provide them with the support they need. Main idea number 15. Encouragement. Encouraging children to try new things can help them develop confidence and independence. This includes providing support, offering guidance, and celebrating their achievements. Encouragement is an important part of helping children develop confidence and independence. It involves providing support, guidance, and celebrating their successes. When children are encouraged to try new things, they learn to take risks and become more confident in their abilities. This can help them become more independent and self-reliant. Encouraging children to take risks and try new things can be done in a variety of ways. Parents can provide verbal encouragement, such as praising their efforts and celebrating their successes. They can also provide tangible rewards, such as a special treat or a toy. Additionally, parents can provide guidance and support by helping children understand the risks involved in trying something new and helping them develop strategies to manage those risks. Encouragement is an important part of helping children develop confidence and independence. It helps them take risks, try new things, and become more self-reliant. By providing support, guidance, and celebrating their successes, parents can help their children become more confident and independent. Main idea number 16. Affection. showing affection to children is an important way to show them love. This includes hugs, kisses, and other forms of physical contact. Showing affection to children is an essential part of parenting. It is a way to show them love and to let them know that they are valued and appreciated. Affection can come in many forms, such as hugs, kisses, and other forms of physical contact. It can also be expressed through words of affirmation, quality time, and gifts. All of these forms of affection can help children feel secure and loved. Physical contact is especially important for young children. Hugs and kisses can help them feel safe and secure, and can help them develop a sense of trust in their parents. It is also important to show affection in other ways, such as through words of affirmation. Complimenting children on their accomplishments and expressing pride in their efforts can help them feel valued and appreciated. Quality time is also an important way to show affection. Spending time with children, listening to them, and engaging in activities with them can help them feel loved and understood. Finally, giving gifts is another way to show affection. Even small gifts can show children that they are important and that their parents care about them. Showing affection to children is an important part of parenting. It can help children feel secure, loved, and appreciated. Through physical contact, words of affirmation, quality time, and gifts, parents can show their children that they are valued and loved. Main idea number 17. Quality time with friends. Spending quality time with friends can help children develop social skills and build relationships. This includes engaging in activities together, having conversations, and providing support. Quality time with friends is an important part of a child's development. It helps them to build relationships, learn social skills, and gain confidence. When spending quality time with friends, it is important to engage in activities together, have meaningful conversations, and provide support. This can be done through playing games, going on outings, or simply talking about their day. It is also important to be mindful of the amount of time spent together, as too much time can lead to boredom or burnout. When spending quality time with friends, it is important to be present and attentive. This means listening to what they have to say, being supportive, and showing genuine interest in their lives. It is also important to be respectful of their boundaries and to be mindful of their feelings. This can help to create a safe and supportive environment where children can feel comfortable expressing themselves. Spending quality time with friends can be a great way for children to learn and grow. It can help them to develop relationships, build social skills, and gain confidence. It is important to be mindful of the amount of time spent together, be present and attentive, and be respectful of their boundaries. By doing so, children can have a positive and meaningful experience with their friends. Main idea number 18. Quality time with extended family. Spending quality time with extended family can help children feel connected and appreciated. This includes visiting relatives, attending family gatherings, and participating in traditions. Quality time with extended family is an important part of a child's development. It helps them to feel connected and appreciated, and can provide a sense of belonging and security. Spending quality time with extended family can involve visiting relatives, attending family gatherings, and participating in traditions. These activities can help children to learn about their family history, build relationships with their extended family, and create lasting memories. When spending quality time with extended family, it is important to make sure that the child feels included and respected. This can be done by engaging them in conversations, asking them questions, and listening to their answers. It is also important to be mindful of the child's age and interests, and to provide activities that are appropriate and enjoyable for them. Spending quality time with extended family can be a great way to show children that they are loved and valued. It can also help to strengthen family bonds and create a sense of belonging. By taking the time to connect with extended family, children can learn about their family history, build relationships, and create lasting memories. Main idea number 19. Quality time with pets. Spending quality time with pets can help children learn responsibility and develop empathy. This includes playing with animals, providing care, and teaching them tricks. Quality time with pets can be a great way for children to learn responsibility and develop empathy. Taking the time to play with animals, provide them with care, and teach them tricks can help children understand the importance of taking care of another living being. This can help them learn to be more responsible and compassionate, as they learn to understand the needs of their pet. Additionally, spending quality time with pets can help children learn to be patient and understanding, as they learn to work with animals who may not always understand what they are asking of them. In addition to teaching responsibility and empathy, spending quality time with pets can also be a great way for children to relax and have fun. Playing with animals can be a great way to relieve stress and have fun, as children can enjoy the companionship of their pet and the joy of playing with them. Additionally, taking care of a pet can be a great way for children to learn to be independent and take care of themselves, as they learn to provide for their pet's needs. Overall, spending quality time with pets can be a great way for children to learn responsibility and develop empathy. Taking the time to play with animals, provide them with care, and teach them tricks can help children understand the importance of taking care of another living being. Additionally, it can be a great way for children to relax and have fun, as well as learn to be independent and take care of themselves. Main idea number 20. Quality time with nature. Spending quality time in nature can help children appreciate the environment and develop a sense of wonder. This includes exploring outdoors, observing wildlife, and engaging in activities such as gardening. Spending quality time in nature can be a great way to help children appreciate the environment and develop a sense of wonder. This can include activities such as exploring outdoors, observing wildlife, and engaging in activities such as gardening. By taking the time to explore nature, children can learn about the different plants and animals that inhabit the world around them. They can also learn about the importance of preserving the environment and the impact that humans have on it. Additionally, spending time in nature can help children develop a sense of appreciation for the beauty of the natural world and the importance of taking care of it. Exploring nature can also be a great way to bond with children. Taking the time to observe wildlife, identify plants, and engage in activities such as gardening can be a great way to spend quality time together. This can help children learn about the importance of taking care of the environment and the impact that humans have on it. Additionally, it can be a great way to teach children about the importance of respecting nature and the need to protect it. Spending quality time in nature can be a great way to help children develop a sense of wonder and appreciation for the environment. By taking the time to explore the outdoors, observe wildlife, and engage in activities such as gardening, children can learn about the importance of preserving the environment and the impact that humans have on it. Additionally, it can be a great way to bond with children and teach them about the importance of respecting nature and the need to protect it.